The acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, is encouraging parents who have children with pre-existing medical conditions to allow their children to take the Pfizer vaccine for children, which will soon be available locally. Ms. John said the government is also working to procure AstraZeneca and Moderna vaccines for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We're going to be getting the Pfizer vaccine for our children 5 to 11 years old. It's going to be available in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So those parents who have children with pre-existing conditions who are vulnerable, this is an important opportunity for you to get that coverage for them. So we don't have any AstraZeneca. The only vaccine that we have available to us right now is the Pfizer. However, we're making multiple attempts and arrangements to get some AstraZeneca in. We're expecting by the end of the month to have some Moderna in country and also the Pfizer for the 5 to 11 year old persons. But as it relates to the AstraZeneca, we have not been given a specific timeline when that would become available to us. So we will continue to monitor that closely.
Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the Ministry of Education in Barbados says 3,300 students will take the Barbados Secondary School's entrance examination next Tuesday, where all COVID-19 protocols will be in effect for both students and their parents. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 31,410. Internationally, scientists say the virus that causes COVID-19 undertakes a massive takeover of the body's fat processing system, creating cellular storehouses of fat that empower it to hijack the body's molecular machinery and cause disease. With that in mind, they tried using weight loss drugs and other fat-targeting compounds to try to stop the virus in cell culture. Meanwhile, Italy's Matteo Berrettini, one of the favorites for the men's tennis singles, has withdrawn from Wimbledon after testing positive for COVID-19. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.